The letter number 1231 and value number 5 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is addressed the 28th day of Tishrei in Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Now the Rebbe is addressing this to Rafal Nachman Shiyachia HaKohen. He is actually the father, passed away, of a very special rabbi who Hashem should give him good health and long life. And he was the choizer of the Rebbe, and he's choizer meaning he would review the Rebbe's talks on Shabbos when you can't record it and you can't write it. He would remember exactly what the Rebbe would say, and he would write it down from memory. He's also a big scholar, exceptional scholar in Hasidic thought, and he wrote the encyclopedia on Hasidic, Chabad Hasidus, and wrote. I mean, there's a lot of volumes. Rebbe pushed him a lot. They published maybe 3 volumes or something, but you know, way not finished. Just started out. But anyway, this was his father. The Rebbe was right. He was a Kohen, of course. And so the Rebbe is responding. He wrote a letter to the Rebbe. The Rebbe's answering him. He says, when you make the blessing, the Brichas Kohanim, he was a Kohen. So he asked the Rebbe, can you have in mind somebody who already is passed on? Can you have in mind the blessings for somebody who is already passed on? And the Rebbe says, that's something which doesn't appear to me that that should be in mind. But as opposed to saying Tehillim or the verses at the end of the Amidah, not sure if you're familiar with that, but there is a special verse that you say that your name, like if your name is Moshe, for example, or
it's alphabetical.
So in some of the sitters, they have it. It says that, you know, after you pass on, the first thing the angel asks you, what's your name? And you're so maybe confused, so you know the pasuk, so you can, it has the first and last verse that has the first and last name of your name, so you can say it. So people recite that before the davening. So he says, the Rebbe is saying to him, if you want to say Tillim or these verses that come at the end of the Shemona Esrei, that would depend. Apparently he was asking about the previous Rebbe. So he says, the Rebbe says, that depends how much you're connected, depending on your connection and what you feel in your heart, etc. The Rebbe says, oh, there's no rule. If you want to say those verses still, say those verses. You want to say Tillim for them, that's up to them. So the Rebbe says, what are the psukim, the Rebbe says, for Menachem Mendel? The Rebbe says, you know, what is the psukim? So the Rebbe brings down, he says, that begins with a mem and ends with a mem. That's for Menachem. And for Mendel, it's, which by the way, the Hasidim, based on this idea, the Rebbe says here, in addition to saying their own name, verses, they would also say the Rebbe's name. The Rebbe says that I will be very thankful to you if you can let me know the special ideas, kavanas, that in the blessings of the Kohanim that my father-in-law wrote to you. As you mentioned in your letter, that he wrote to you what you should have in mind. So if you can sort of forward them to me, let me know what the previous Rebbe said. And the other point over here, the Rebbe says, I thank you very much for having in mind my name in the Bichas Kohanim, Rebbe is saying to him. And also the Rebbe says, by letting me know, you fulfill the saying of our sages that says that if you give a gift to your friend, you should let him know. So the fact that you have me in mind and you let me know, so you're fulfilling the sages. So let it be Hashem's will that you will see in a very revealed and an open way, in a visible and open way, God's promise. He says, "Vani avorachem." So the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, and "Vani avorachem," I will bless them. And in this context, I will bless them. I'll bless the Kohanim. So Hashem blesses the Kohanim as a reward for their blessing the other people. And when Hashem blesses, He's an addition. Is even more than the main. So it's other words, so it's an additional blessing, which is even greater than the main. The Rebbe blesses him with good health for him and his wife, may she live, and much joy, nachas, from all their children, may they live. And Here is a footnote to the referencing the letter that the previous Rebbe wrote him. It's already printed in the letters to the previous Rebbe, the eighth volume, letter number 2299.